I want to read just shortly tonight, briefly from the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. I call the church into order tonight as we gather around the Lord's table. We're gathered for one reason, and that is in the words, in remembrance of me. This is the Lord's table. There's no saving power in this bread. There's no saving power in this juice, the fruit of the vine. This is not the literal blood of Jesus and not the literal body of Jesus. You're not eating his body and drinking his blood. That is not what you're doing. Tonight we are simply remembering his body and remembering his blood. And tonight the word of God teaches us, for I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Wouldn't you like to have been there? I mean, the same night he was betrayed, he took bread. Now, think about this next statement. And when he had given thanks, he gave thanks. The Bible says he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. In this communion service, if you are a child of the living God, if you have placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, his broken body and shed blood, and if you have been born again by the Spirit of God, you are welcome to partake of this Lord's Supper with us. Whether or not you're a member of this church, this is an open communion, which means you are to examine yourself. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, we invite you to come along with the membership and let's enjoy the Lord's Supper together. I believe it would be appropriate for us just to have a time of prayer for us all to examine our hearts. Ask the Lord to help us to be clean and right, and that our heart is right with him. And may I say, we need to rejoice tonight. I don't want you to think about your problems. Let's put the world behind us, and let's look completely and turn our eyes upon the Lord and think about him and what he's done for us tonight. I'm going to ask our pastor emeritus, Dr. Gene Lashley. He's performed a lot of these in his time. We appreciate him being here. I'm going to ask you, preacher, if you wouldn't mind, to lift your voice in prayer and ask the Lord to help us to approach the Lord's table with the right spirit, the right attitude at this time. Sir, please.
Fellowship with our precious Savior through the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And if you'll stand. Thank you. The Lord Jesus took the bread and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Gary, if you wouldn't mind to lead us in just a song, the opening verse of "Glory to His Name." "Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name." Let's sing it together, shall we? "Where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name." I'm going to open it up for testimonies. Let me just give a little bit of instruction. Don't want to hear any sad reports tonight. This is not about a sad time. This is about a glorious time. We're thinking about the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. If you have a testimony, if you're able to, if you're not, you can raise your hand. If you're able to stand, one of these young men have a microphone. If you wouldn't mind to wait until they bring the microphone to you, that way those who are listening live can join into this testimony meeting with us. And if you have a testimony that you'd like to share about what the Lord means to you, then right now's the time to do that. So if you'd like to say a word and praise the Lord at this time, you just stand to your feet or wave your hand at them, and they'll bring the microphone to you. Right up here, Brother Matthew. Right there, fine, okay?
I just want to say how much God means to me. He's brought me through a lot of things, and He's so real. Nothing ever surprises Him. Nothing ever beats Him to the punch. He's always there, and He's always right by my side. And He gives me a peace that passes all understanding, no matter Amen. What I've gone through. And I just want to praise His name and
Amen.
Thank Him for always being.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'd just like to thank each one here for your prayers.
Yes.
And I just about left this world. But God's so good. And He answered all my prayers that you had. And when the first thing I remember when I came through after days and days in the hospital was God's still on the throne.
Amen.
Just thank you. Pastor, I love you.
Amen. Love you too. Amen. Glory. He wasn't through with you. He wants you to Stay around here and bug us a little bit longer, you know?
Amen.
Amen. Who'll be next? Right here.
I just want to thank Him for dying for my sins, made a way for where I can be saved. I got saved and I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen. So much further along than I was at that age. Right here.
First of all, I want to thank you all for praying for me when I'm sick. The Lord really blessed me in this thing. He's the great I am. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He's God. My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Amen.
Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for His goodness. thank him for things he's done for me that I don't even understand. I was a winner either way. If I died, I'd went to heaven, which is far better. But he, whatever he wants, I want.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Somebody else.
I just wanted to say I'm thankful to the Lord for his everlasting love. And I needed the revival last week. I don't know if you had revival, but I had revival in my heart. The Lord worked in my life last week, and he gave me peace that I've wanted for years.
Amen.
I'm thankful to him for it.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Sing this with me, shall you? Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive him need never fear. Yes, he will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, what compassion, oh, boundless love. Jesus hath power, Jesus is true. All who believe are safe from the storm. Oh, he will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Men, if you'll stand. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. By the way, let me just say this right here. The word blood here does not mean death. We're not saved just because Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. We're saved because of the manner in which he died. He shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And without his blood being shed, there is no salvation. This is a symbol of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's sing this song together, shall we? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Oh, would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. If you feel right now that the Lord would have you to share a word of testimony, if the Lord's in it, you feel like he wants you to share a word, you go ahead right here.
I can't sing about the blood without standing up and saying something about that power.
Amen.
The power is in the blood. When I was a 13-year-old boy, I seen the need to get saved. Amen. Knew that morning if I didn't walk forward, if I died the next day, I was in hell. Praise his high and holy name for that shed blood that he did for me in this world.
Yes.
He had my name on his heart when he was hung on that cross.
Amen.
I can't, it's hard for me to go there and think about that scene, Jody.
Yes. Yes.
His back and his side and his hands and his head. Praise his high and holy name. The God, the one and only God, did that for me. Yeah. All-knowing, all-powerful.
Yes.
Creator of this universe. Shed that perfect blood.
Yes.
There is power in the blood.
Amen.
Praise his
name. Amen. Somebody else. Yes.
There's a hymn that has the beginning, God never moves without purpose or plan. 2 weeks ago, God gave permission to touch my body, and I had to go through surgery. I want to praise the Lord Jesus for his grace, for his goodness, for his mercy. I want to thank God's people for their prayers. Like we always say here, God is good. He's always good. Psalms 23, almost every single one of us can quote Psalms 23, but specifically the last, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's not take what we have for granted. It was so good to be in God's house. I was away for 2 Sundays, and it seems like a lifetime. I want to praise the Lord for his goodness.
Amen.
For this local church. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
And everyone that's been praying for me.
Amen. Glad the Lord touched you and helped you. God bless you. Somebody else? Yes.
I'm most thankful tonight for the faith that God gave me to believe on His name and for the free gift of eternal life that came because of that. And I'd also like to thank Him for seeing fit to send our son home after a year-long deployment to the Middle East.
Amen.
Many of you prayed on his behalf, and I appreciate you doing that. And many, many sons and husbands and even daughters, other family members, didn't return home. And I'd also like to thank him for the freedom to stand and be able to speak this and for to worship freely.
Amen.
The one true and living God.
Amen. 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 We appreciate your son's faithful service. God bless you, sir. I salute you. Amen. Somebody else.
I want to second Mrs. Mineta in just that there is still a church, a independent, a conservative church that we can come to and that our kids can be shown the way, not only at home, but here, and challenged to give tracts out and challenged to witness and just the leadership and that you all allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you. And I just appreciate this church.
Amen. Amen. Glad the Lord brought you and your family to us. Amen.
Sister over here touched on this already. Brother Jack Mosier asked me to read this passage this morning in Sunday school. And I said then, as you well know, I don't give testimonies very often. But I said then, I never read this passage that it don't touch my heart. And when we trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we trust Him as our personal Savior, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 27 through 29, here's what we get. Jesus speaking says, "My sheep," we become one of His sheep. He says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father which gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand."
Amen. Amen. Somebody else. Yes.
A few weeks ago, Brother Vickers was concluding the service up at the Severo Center, and he was talking about the shepherd to go out in the off on the mountainside somewhere and find one of his sheep, and he'd put the sheep around his neck and bring him back into the fold. Jesus said he was the good shepherd, and I'm thankful for that. And sometimes sheep have a tendency to wander and get off track a little bit. And Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice, and no other shepherd will they follow." But the sad thing about it is sometimes he wanders so far off, he gets out of hearing range. And he can't hear the shepherd. But he cries out to the shepherd, and the shepherd can hear real well. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that Jesus goes out in the thicket and the hillsides and out in the world and brings the sheep back in, especially the older sheep. And when he brought me back in, he didn't tell me I was too old. And he gave me an opportunity to serve him. And I'm more than thankful. He's been more than fair and generous to me. And I appreciate it tonight. And it's my desire. I don't know how long the Lord let me live, but as long as He lets me live, I want to serve Him.
Amen. Somebody else? Yes. We have two. We'll go right here, and then we'll come to you next, okay?
As many of you know, that you know my grandmother passed away about 2.5 weeks ago. And I want to express how thankful I am for our church family who gave us support and prayers and the peace that God gave me during that time. I don't know if many of you know, I work with people who die every week. That's my job at the VA. And the difference that I see with people who have the Lord versus people who don't have the Lord, when you're with people who die who don't have the Lord, you definitely do not see a peace. And I'm thankful that I'll have that peace one day when I die.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
First of all, I want to thank the Lord for saving me. And I think it's thank you for my family and for our church family. And when situations come up in life, you really learn how good God is. I had a situation come up in our family not too long ago, just a little bit ago, and that's when you really learn to let go and let God. And I just want to thank you for answering our prayers.
Amen. 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 Somebody else.
I want to thank God for saving me and also for sanctifying me. I'm thankful that he's patient and that he doesn't leave me in my sin, but that he points it out to me and that he makes me more like him.
Amen. Somebody else.
All I can say is that God is good, and I just thank him for being with me for these past few weeks and how real he's been to me and bringing me through. And I thank all of you so much for your prayers and your cards and your thoughts, and you've just been wonderful, and I love you all.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that the Lord touched my heart when I was 14. I didn't know much about the Bible, but I trusted him, and he's always there, and he leads and guides. He's given me a wonderful life, wonderful parents, wonderful husband, wonderful four children. They're all saved, and I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
He's so good.
Amen.
So good.
Amen. Somebody else. Yes.
Won't be long. I'm glad he loved me long before I loved him.
Amen. Amen. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be, oh, when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the glorious land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Somebody's heart just about to pump out of your chest. Got to say something right here. Yes, ma'am. Have one right there, one right here. Let's go right here first.
I tried to sit there and I just can't. But when Joe Arthur was here, he preached about the mire, and I almost stood up and just went like this because I couldn't hold it in. But I was in that mire and I was stuck, and I was so lost. and I didn't realize it. And the Lord, I was crying inside, and I wasn't saying it to anybody else, but I thank God that he heard that, you know, and he found me and pulled me out, and he gave me a wonderful life. And I just thank him for dying for me and for loving me, and this church is amazing. I thank you, preacher, for... I remember when I first started coming, you preached about reading the Bible, read the Bible, and you said you could just put salt on and eat it, and I feel the same way. And people all the time when I talk to him, even my own dad, you know, he's like, well, I need to do this or this before I can come to church, but that's not what you need to do. You got to come to church and read the Bible, and he will change you. That's what he did to me, and I just want to thank every one of you. I love this church and what we stand for, and I just couldn't sit any longer. I just thank God for his love and for this family he gave me. I just thank every...
Amen.
Love the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good. Mr. Wood right back there.
Pastor, that was my favorite song that y'all just sang. What a day that will be. I can't wait for that day. I'm looking forward to seeing Jesus face to face.
Amen.
The one who died on the cross for my sins. Take me to heaven when I die. I don't deserve. I deserve going to hell. But because of the blood of Jesus died on the cross for my sins, I'll get to see him face to face one day.
Amen.
I can't wait.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else just have to get up and say something. Anybody else? Yes.
I would just like to thank God for bringing us to this church. This church is a church that you don't find much anymore. It stands for what the Bible really says. It's what you want your children to know. It's what you want your children to grow up and be. The people here are so sweet, and I know I don't know most of your names yet, but we still love you. And I thank God for guiding us, because I know without him, we wouldn't be here. When we go on our own path, you never know where you're going to end up. But when you truly look to the Lord for everything, you always end up where he meant for you to be.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to first thank God for saving me, and thank God for my wife and for our son. And what a privilege it is and a blessing to serve the Lord. God's been so good to us, and just thinking about last week celebrating Easter and all that Christ went through for me. And I'm thankful I serve a risen Savior and that God is alive and well.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank the Lord for this church. I want to thank the Lord for the blood that was applied to my life one day, just like he applied the blood to the doorpost of the Israelites. A lot of times I think about Preacher Leslie. I think of all the good men he's brought preaching to us up in that pulpit.
Yes.
And I've been studying Genesis, and he's my Moses too. And I always think of him being Moses and Jody being Joshua. I can't help it.
Joshua was a rascal though at times, wasn't he?
I thank the Lord for all he's did for me and all the blessings. He's always blessed me. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else? Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me. I was undeserving of what he did for me. I praise him for it.
Amen. 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 I like it. Somebody else?
Pastor, I'm thankful that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like he said this morning, he was faced with a great trial in his life. But that same Lord, no matter what's going on in your life, is the same regardless. And I'm thankful
Amen.
For that.
Amen. Amen. While you're wondering and praying if the Lord wants you to speak, Brother Bobby, the church is already in session. We're going to talk a little bit about this young man that was here this morning. I believe the Lord be pleased with this. So, Brother Bobby, if you want to come and make the motion.
The pastor and deacons recommend that the church take on Kevin Field for $100 a month as a regular missionary of our church, and I'll make that a motion.
This young man is at 20% of his support, and he's been on the road 1 month. He's doing good. And I believe the Lord will be pleased with us taking this young man on with the understanding that if special needs arise and so on, that if the church can help, we'll be happy to step in and help. But at least every month, bring him on just like a normal missionary. The motion's already been made. Could I have a second to this motion? Brother Hubbard, all in favor, say aye and raise your hand high. Aye. Any opposed, same sign. So carry. Anybody else have a word of testimony? We'll close the meeting here in just a minute, okay? Anybody else have a word of testimony? Yes, sir.
Hang on just a minute. I want to thank the Lord for saving me and thank him for the blood. I was thinking of what Naomi said. I talked to my fifth grade kids this morning and I said pretty much the same thing. You know, we take for granted every day what the Lord does for us. And you know, he's blessed us when we don't even realize it. And, you know, we just need to be thankful for everything he does for us. And I'm thankful that the Lord put me in the fifth grade department many years ago. And if it hadn't been for the preaching of Pastor Lashley on holy living, separation, reading your Bible, praying, I probably wouldn't even be here. Wouldn't be a servant of God. I don't do what I should. But, you know, the Lord answers prayers, too, just... I don't know why we're shocked sometimes when the Lord answers a prayer. We pray for something, and we pray and not even really expecting him to answer it sometimes. But the Lord has answered so many prayers for me, and, I mean, they're supernatural many times. And you know it has to be of the Lord, and he answers those prayers. And I feel so undeserving, but yet he knows our heart. And even though we fail him so many ways, I just love him. I thank him for the blood. And I just appreciate this church. And appreciate Pastor Jody that we had somebody to step right in and preach that old book. And I just want to praise his name.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
I was just sitting here thinking about Jacob years and years ago. He woke up and he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Now, the only difference in that is I've known it ever since we came in here today. And if you haven't had a sense of the Lord's presence, you better check up. He's been here tonight, and he's here with us tonight.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and for the goodness he's done for me all these weeks behind when my mom was sick. And so many people in our church has told me they prayed for me. You know, you can feel those prayers. You can feel the power of the Lord through his prayers. And I just thank everybody for their goodness to us through this hard time in our lives. I wouldn't want to wish my mama back to this earth for anything. She Amen. Was saved, and she's rejoicing with the Lord. And I just thank you, everybody, for the goodness you've been to us.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
I just want to say again, I thank him for everything he's given me. He's the King of Kings, and I'll never take him for granted.
I've been training him well. Somebody else. Could I get a motion that we close the meeting, correct? Can I get a motion that we do that, please, if you don't mind? Somebody make that motion. Brother Mark, Brother Second, Brother Jack, all in favor. Let's stand together. Been a sweet time tonight, hadn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord for it. Let's sing this together. I don't know of a more fitting verse in all the hymnal to sing. And glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. This will be our closing prayer tonight as we sing. And let me just make this statement. If you're in our midst tonight and you don't know Jesus, you've never trusted Him, His blood has not been applied to you, maybe you don't even know what we're talking about, why don't you come see one of us? Come see me. Come see Preacher Lashley, Brother Gary, Brother Bob, Brother John, who's here. One of these deacons standing up here at front. We'd be glad to stay all night with you if we have to share the gospel message with you. You come to us. We'll be happy to help any way we can. Let's all bow our heads, close our eyes, and sing this last song, this last hymnal, as a praise to our God. Let's sing it together, shall we? Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three. If the Lord's in it, you can raise your hand. That's just if God's in it. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. God bless you, folks. Love you. You are dismissed. See you Wednesday night.